And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. European leaders today are proposing a new global financial framework after the International Monetary Fund warned the world's richest economies face their first year of contraction since World War II. EU proposals include better risk management in the financial industry, closer supervision of credit rating agencies and hedge funds, and reinforcing the role of the IMF as the rescue agency for troubled countries. France posted its biggest trade deficit on record in September as exports of cars and metal products wilted in the face of slowing demand, especially from core markets in the European Union. The deficit of the world's fifth largest exporter ballooned to 6.25 billion euros. That's $8 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rallying today. It's at 8,882, up 187. The NASDAQ at 1647 is up 37. And the S&P 500 is at 924. It's up 19.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 568, up 5 on the open. March, 584 and a half, up 4 and 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 522, down a half on the open. March, 544, up 3 quarters. July, 576, up 5 and a quarter. December corn opened at 382 and a half, up 4 and a half on the open. July, 423, up 3 and a quarter. December of 2009, 451, up 7 on the open. November beans open at 917, up 27 and a half on the open. The July 951, up 16 and a quarter. November of 2009, 954, up 18 on the open. December soybean meal open at 266.50, up 370 on the open. December 34.60, and it was up 43. December live cattle open at 93.70, up 40 on the open. November feeders 99.65, up 72 and a half. December lean hogs open at 55.15, up 32 and a half on the open. February bellies 85.10, up 130 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzalo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Question we've been asking all of our analysts since Tuesday is, what do you believe that a Barack Obama administration might mean for agriculture?
I don't think there's going to be a lot of changes, Dave. I think that it may be, for agriculture in particular, I think it may be more in the trade mindset that certainly there's been newswire reports already that the Asians are a little bit worried about the free trading, that they're a little bit more nervous about the renewal and revival of labor unions. And I think if you go back in history and look at what we've been through here, because of the financial crisis and because of our trade deficit and all the things that have been stacked up here in the last 12, 15, 20, almost 20 years, you're probably in a cycle where you may see that, where you may see the fact that you have Senator Reid and Congresswoman Pelosi and President Obama, elect Obama, now controlling Washington with their party, you may indeed see more protectionism. And I think the trade's already kind of tapped into that. Certainly, I think the equities markets are starting to feel that way. And like I said, there's already been some newswire reports that some of the Asian countries are nervous about more protectionism and less free trade when it comes to wages and labor and things like that.
Let's turn our attention to the marketplace today. And the U.S. dollar, in my mind, still remains a key for this marketplace as it relates to grains. We've been in a wedging formation for the last week and a half. Do you feel as though we're going to break out of that wedge anytime soon? And is there another leg up in this formation?
I do think we're going to break out relatively soon. I think certainly during the holidays would be the timing for us, that in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. As far as breaking higher, Dave, I think the fundamentals clearly say no, not this time around. Now, whether the technicals and the technicians that oftentimes can overpower fundamentals in short-term currency trading, that may be a different story. But I think the unemployment rate today is the highest since 1994, 6.5%. How can that be dollar-friendly? You look at the U.S. Treasury. They announced this week that they have to expand their debt because of the deficit, and they're looking at putting in a total of $2.1 trillion between now and the end of the current fiscal year to handle the debt that we're assuming now between all these fiscal stimulus packages and the TARP and everything else. That is not friendly from a standpoint that the U.S. and what they're accruing and the dollar and what it's accruing in terms of debt fundamentally is not friendly. And I think, again, it goes back to the motor companies. You look at GM and what everybody's been reporting on their cash burn. You look at Ford and their dismal report and the fact that they're going to sell assets here. They've reported that this morning. I think you look at the short-term fundamentals in the next 30 to 60 days, and it does not bode well or friendly for the dollar. So that's our take on it.
The other thing we've been keeping a close eye on is energy, specifically crude oil. This morning, it looked to me like crude oil came within 9 cents at $59.97 of a very long-term trend line drawn through the October 05, January 07 lows. If we break that to the downside, do you think that crude oil in the lower 50s is possible?
Maybe for a very, very short time period, but I think what we're seeing right now on the supply side is that below $70 to $75, refiner margins just don't give them the incentive to keep pumping up the volume and produce more. Also on the supply side, I think if you break that $60 level convincingly, you may see OPEC rear its head again in an early cut in production again like they did earlier this month. On the demand side, I've been very struck by some of the calls I've gotten this week, Dave. One of my friends that trades commercial grains offshore was paying $90,000 for a barge or for a vessel, ocean-going vessel, now down to $9,000. I talked to another contact in Chicago just, 2 days ago. And in Chicago, if you try to get a barge, freight cost on barges, Chicago to St. Louis is actually the same price as from the U.S. Gulf into a Chinese port. I think what you're seeing on the freight side of the equation and the fact that I've been buying gas now below $2 a gallon, I think you're seeing on the demand side and the supply side that the downside in crude, if it spikes lower in the mid-50s, probably won't last very long. Clearly, it's been an issue where the global economy, the fear of severe recession has been the biggie on why the price pressure has been so strong.
Let's continue with the demand, and let's look at the grains. As we do that, demand for beans has been outstanding over the last several weeks, not so much for corn, and it appears to me that maybe corn for feed is having trouble competing with wheat.
It is, and we're already starting to hear from our cash contacts that feed wheat is down into the 120, 125 a ton level in Europe, and there's actually whispers up in Chicago this morning that we're going to bring a couple loads of feed wheat into the United States. I don't know if that would be off the South Carolina coast like it normally comes or how that would come in, but that's the rumor mill. It's that it's down there in price, that it actually cash flows to bring it across the Atlantic and get it into our country. I think that's a big issue. Probably one main reason why it's going to be hard for the blizzard out west and the damage it's doing currently to the Corn Belt and the Western corn crop out there that's not harvested. Probably one of the biggest reasons why we're not going to be able to get a real surge in the market today is the fear of the demand side on Monday's report. I've heard that over and over and over this week from people in Chicago that I don't really care about supply right now. All I care about is demand, and it's because I'm worried about the demand, especially in corn, because of wheat, because of ethanol, because of exports. You name it, it's probably going to go down in terms on the balance sheet Monday. So selling has been very active on rallies here this week as a result of that.
So let's before we let you go, see how bearish you want to be. Do you think that this market has another leg down or not?
It could in corn and wheat. I don't think you can. You can't argue the idea that the demand hasn't been hurt. I think it's been more of a demand issue in corn and wheat, though, that a lot of the major exporters or importers bought forward earlier this year. They just don't need it right now, so it's a timing issue. In beans, I kind of go the way of the report. If we get a yield reduction, I think the lows in beans are in. Certainly our undervalue level for Jan beans is 850. Our low from the 16th of October of 838 is going to be a key number once we get the report numbers out on Monday. So I think beans have the best chance of putting the low in here in the short term and have the best chance of recouping most of their losses that we've seen this week.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.